Victoria's Aboriginal Children's Commissioner is releasing a landmark inquiry today into the rising number of Indigenous children in the state's child protection system. In just 3 years, there's been a 70% increase in Aboriginal children removed from their parents across the state. The Commissioner, Andrew Jacquemos, has been investigating hundreds of those children's cases for an inquiry called Task Force 1000. The report contains dozens of recommendations to stop children losing connection to their communities. Bridget Brennan reports.
Aboriginal woman Anne became the full-time guardian of her nephew when he was just a baby.
It's been a good journey, and he's the love of my life. He's the most cutest kid.
To protect her nephew's identity, AM hasn't used Anne's real name.
You know, he's had some trauma, so he needs to be close, and I cuddle him all the time and tell him that Auntie loves him, and I can't imagine what life would be like without him.
Aboriginal children in Victoria make up almost 20% of children in out-of-home care in the state, and many lose touch with their mobs. That's a huge concern for Andrew Jacquemos, Victoria's Commissioner for Aboriginal Children and Young People.
In Victoria, the majority of our children are placed in non-Koori placements, placed in non-Koori kin, the majority. So while we do have our children placed with Koori foster carers and Koori kin, the majority are not.
Today, Mr. Jacquemos is releasing his long-awaited inquiry into the state's child protection system called Task Force 1000. Over 2 years, he investigated almost 1,000 individual child protection cases across the state.
My aim is firstly to reduce the numbers of children coming into care, but for those children in care, to have them case managed by Aboriginal organisations that have the necessary resources and staff, and placed with Aboriginal foster carers and kin where we can.
In terms of the reasons why kids are getting removed in the first place, what kind of work would you like to see around that?
We, community and government, need to do a lot more investment in early intervention and prevention. And we need to do a lot more about working with our young children and young people, our young adults, about teaching them about what is a healthy and respectful relationship. To me, that is fundamental.
Melbourne kinship carer Anne says her nephew was going to be adopted by a foster family before she asked the Victorian Department of Health and Human Services if she could be his full-time carer. She was worried she'd lose contact with her nephew permanently.
I had nightmares all the time. I was like, every night I'd be sitting there going, he's going to be 18, he's going to come and he's going to go, where were you, Auntie? Why didn't you come get me? Because I missed my family. It's like they talk about singing and how people can sing you to them. It was like I was sung. It was like all the time I could hear him, I could think of him and I could see his face and saying, come get me, Auntie. And so I cried so much.
Melbourne carer Anne, ending Bridget Brennan's report.